Rav Acha, Rav Tarchon, Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yochanan, said, Zaken shenida l'tzorach atzmo. Somebody who is not being menada l'shem shamayim, he's being menada for his own purposes. He hates the guy, he wants to use this as a revenge, he's trying to put pressure on the guy, that he should buy him off, and so on. So then, even afilu kehalacha, any duyu nidui, even though he does the nidui properly, the nidui isn't chal if he is somehow personally involved. Biyumi the Rabbi Yirmiya ata akal Tveria. During the days of Rabbi Yirmiya, Tzora came on Tveria, that the goyim were demanding a lot of tribute, and Sholach, so Rabbi Yirmiya sent a message, boy menarta the kaspa, Gabi Rabbi Yaakov Berabibo. He asked him for a silver menorah in order to pay off these guys. Sholach Amarlei, Rabbi Yaakov Barbon was upset with him. And why is he asking him and not anybody else? I mean, Adayan Loshav Yirmiya Mirato. He says, boy, oh boy, I see Yirmiya is still a no good nick. Ubikesh lenadoto. Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to put him into Nidoi. What kind of chutzpah is that? Talk to him like that. Vavribchia berei the Rav Yitzhak Utushia. The Rav Chia was the Rav Yitzhak that came from Atush. Yatif Taman, he was there by Rabbi Yirmiya. Omarle shamati sheimen adim zakim. Elokin osaki rovam benavot v'chaverav. To put someone who's a zakim into Nidoi is only if he's mamish machshiv the rabbi. And you cannot take Rabbi Yaakov Barbon and put him in the Nidoi, he's a zakim. Omarle, the kama ashkua, kamoa ishkua, is kirova benavot v'chaverav. I saw what in the lights of Akavim and Malalel. When they said that it was Mizalz and Shmaya Vavtalion, they said that they were Mashka, they are people like she was. Remember, we talked about this before, that they also come from Mishpachas Gerim. I mean, but that's certainly not called Chota Vayichtias Arabim, like Yerovim Ben Avot, and nonetheless, it says that they put him into Cherim. So when it says, Ein Menadim, It's a rabbin that's talking about for Averis, not talking about when he's Mivaza. That's a different issue. We've seen all along that we treat differently the Bizri of a Talmud Chacham from the person who's being over in Averis. And Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yaakov Barbon got into a fight over this. V'chashin Eilan Eilan, each one felt that the other one was upset with him, and treated themselves as if they were in Nidui, because each one felt that they had done something wrong. You shouldn't have put him in a position of him being the guy who's gonna take the menorah shalzah to show the kesef and so on. V'tzarchun mishtariya elin min elin. Each one asked the other one to be matir, the Nidui, that they felt the other one had put on. V'chein, mishin ishalach achav v'utar. The next thing we find in the Mishnah, it says somebody asked the chacham and zotir chalamayit. So manan kayamim. When was he? I understand. Imir knisha kodem l'regel lo yigal le'ach. It's talking about that one. He was sharl on his netter before the regel, so why didn't he take haircut then? And im shalon ishar kodem l'regel. Also, if he didn't ask, he should have asked. So al yigal le'ach. Why did he wait until chol hamoed now? Very convenient. That's not called an onus. He always had the opportunity to ask. He could have asked before. Elakenan kayamim. It's talking about that they found no petach, and then finally, during the regal, they figured out a heter for him, that he should be allowed to take erica. So for Megabi's neder, so because of that, he's called an onus kahada, like the mice and nedorim, a Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, lo matzu petach lenidro, ad sheba achad mizikne agalil. Some say that that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar having, but that Zakit was Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Nasivay min Hara, he took Reb Shimon bar Rebbe from one place to another place, again and again. Mukim la'acha, Nasivay min Hara, Mukim la'acha, ad da'akimua, until he set him down Goshimsha in the bright sunlight, and the guy was going crazy from the heat. And he was mefale mane, he starts scratching his, he's sweating, he's scratching his clothes. Amram Leif, then he said to Rav Shimon Bar Revi, let me ask you something. If you would know that some Talmud Chacham is going to make you so bananas to be matir your neder, and you're going to go through hell, would you have ever made this neder? So he told Amram Leif, Rav Shimon Bar Revi, they said to Rav Shimon Bar Revi, Yilu avit yada da'adin saba avad l'chachi. Another avita. Oh, my alone, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. For sure, unless it was matter based on that. But anyway, so you see from there, they asked him, that's weird. How do you know that that's called Pesach for Charatan? V'lei Amram Rada Minalacha. Oh, my alone. So he said, I'll tell you, that I was the Misharet of Rabbi Meir the time that he ran away for the second time, the Borcho Shani, which means the second time that he ran away. One of the time was the story of taking his sister-in-law out from the Kuba Shalzonos, he saved her from. And the other one was the time with his wife, when she challenged Noshim Daitan Kalas. He sent one of his talmidim to go and to seduce his wife, and it worked. And then he had to leave town because she committed suicide. So, anyway, business. Anyway, so I'm telling you that I was in a position where I was able to see Rabbi Meir as a mishamish. The Yeshom and others say that what he said was maklish Rabbi Meir haita biyado v'yaita melamedet dat. That what he said was that holding Rabbi Meir's staff is already enough to become Yoda, you know? And that taught me this far. Anyway, don't argue with me, or argue not. Tony, in the bright, it says, Kaleidu Shomra v'gachim amayit mutarim l'galech b'tok shloshim yom shel ava. If the cases that we have over here are also allowed to be over on the Yisra of Yiluach b'tok shloshim, when normally it's also to take a haircut, but if he's a bummy medinat hayam and so on, then even after Shiva, he could take a haircut. Ethan aitani yasser. But then there's another brayta that says that even though it's mutter b'chol amayit, it's also b'mayam. V'ethan aitani mutter. Omre v'chista, they're not arguing. Man gamer mutter. He's talking about, when is a mutter b'galayah? He's talking about b'shiyesh shom regal. He's talking about when the yantav came out during the shleishah. So then they were matrim to be megaleach for the regal. They were also matrim to be megaleach for the avegut because it's covered a regal. Mam di omar osir is talking about b'she'en shem regal. The din of being megaleach even be made at low because it's above the b'niyat hayam is only where it's necessary for the covered a regal. Matnit and esayel of chista. We can bring a riot to that.
That's
a nice question. Yeah. It's a lot better than trying to work things out. If you have one avelut after the other, one of its not, so areza make a besakin and it'll be misaperet. The person would be allowed to use a sakin, or to use one snip of a scissors to cut off his hair. Avelo be misparai. But you can't do a regular haircut. So if you're going to tell me that if he was an honest from before, then he's mutter to migaleach b'tok shloshim, this makes no sense. Because then he has said, el hasheni, etzel rishon, kemishu honus v'yigaleach. By definition, the second avelut is the equivalent of a first avelut where a person got out of jail, right? That's the whole idea. So he was an honest before. He couldn't take a haircut before. If that would mean that he could always take a haircut during, so why, if he was an honest because of Avelut itself, couldn't he take a haircut? Right? So therefore, it must be, there's only one choice. Yes, Have you're forced to conclude that lo it amre alavinek vada regal. It's not that we were saying, normally, the din would be, he could be mekel batar. But if it's quite out regal, so then he can take a haircut just like these others. Is that right? But Shua Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar, Necha b'teich shiva. I understand now that we're saying, if he's an honest, b'teich shloshim. In other words, I understand that because the regal, he can't do it unless he was in the jail and so on. But the Tok Shloshim, wouldn't we be matir even if it was not Haskvara regal, but because Tam of Takvu, okay, for Shiva, we're not going to be matir. But Shloshim, we also wouldn't be matir. Hatev Reb Chananya, Chavan de Rabbanan. But you're right. Since it says Elu Devarim and it mentions the haircut in there, im betok shloshim hu asu, betok shiva lo kol shekein. What would be the point of mentioning a haircut in Shiva if it mentions the haircut in the list of things that are also betok shloshim? So then why is it mentioned again over here betok shiva? So what it's saying over here is that an avil is aser b'tispar toshiva, meaning even in a case where takvu avilav is aser during the shiva. But the other case, he would be mutter. Hadam shuv mutter. That means that b'tosh loshim indeed he would be mutter to be megaleach, a normal haircut, if takfu avelav, in which case we cannot say the teretz that we said before, that the only time we're matir and avot to be megaleach betok shloshim is if it's also for the regal, because then you can't explain the difference here between a shiva and a shloshim in the normal case of takfu avelav. Omer of Netanyahu, I'll answer to you the stira in the bright. Mandi omer aser kidarko b'misparayim. When it says over here in the Brayta that there's a nafkamina of takfu avilav between Shiva and Shloshim, if we were just medayik, that's talking about the nafkamina of Shalokadarka. That betok Shiva, he can't even make aleach Shalokadarka. Kedarko, he's osir even betok Shloshim. That is his three darkas. So the Kedarka is argued betok Shloshim unless it's also covered a regal. Even if takfu avilav. B'shiva, he would be aser filo shelo kedarko. And if it wasn't the regal, he would be aser to do it even kedarko, but he would be mutter shelo kedarko, betok shloshi. So those are the three halachas, in which case, there's no problem over here. So the bride was matir to be megaleach, that was because of kavan regal, meaning to be megaleach kedarko. But for the anus, alone, without kavan regal, the only heter would be to be make a batar, or with the half a scissor and so on. Okay, tomorrow's Gemara is the next time.